Hello, 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 my pistoleros. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Today is the episode number 6. It's good to talk to you again. The summer in Europe is arriving. Everyone is happy or not, but well, when the sun is shining, at least I'm happy, I'm happier. It looks like life is easier, or at least that you have more reasons to smile. So, today the topic of our podcast goes a little bit against what I've been talking in the last weeks. Today the topic is quite, I would say, quite practical and eventually quite useful for most of you. For me, it is. It's still a challenge. It's still a struggle to be able to do it. But without further ado, the topic of our of my 6th podcast is how to win time. So, basically, in theory, all of us. Sorry, I forgot to sing my song. Damn it! I need to sing my song. So let me think, which song? I know. All that she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow, boy. All that she wants is another baby. Yeah. Okay, don't ask me why I have sung this song, but let's move forward. Okay, so in theory, all of us have 24 hours per day. 7 days per week, 365 days per year. But the reality is that there are people, mostly successful people, I would say, who know how to handle effectively their time. And there are the rest, like the majority of the people, which I can include myself many times, unfortunately, who simply waste their day and like they seem that they never have time for anything. Like the time flies. Sounds familiar? Well, that is what I want to talk in depth in this podcast. Okay, starting with myself. For me, there are 3 things that I cannot live without. And I consider, like, there must be always time for this. Which is, first, 8 hours of sleeping. I try to do it, I would say, 90%, 95% of my time. Of course, there are days in which, let's say, you have to take a flight, you go out and you need to wake up early. Nowadays, I totally avoid it, but sometimes it can happen. But okay, I always try to sleep 8 hours per night. Then I would say 2 hours for eating, because not always a question of staying in shape and healthy, but it's also a question of survival. And if you don't eat, you die. So I reserve 2 hours of my time to eat. Of course, that if you are a cook and you like to cook things and to lose time in the kitchen, that's a thing I don't like. Actually, you'll lose more time around your food, but I would put 2 hours reserved for this. And of course, 2 hours for going training and returning from the gym, which I also consider an obligation in my life. It has always been in the last more than 15 years, and now more than ever. So these 12 hours I consider absolutely critical in my 24 hours of a day. So I already know that I have 12 hours left to fill my day, right? So it may seem like a lot, but the real fact is that 99% of the human population does not know how to handle it. And including myself, again, I tell it without any pride, but it happens that sometimes the time simply flies and you ask yourself, where the hell did it go? It was here, it's not here anymore, and the day has finished. Okay, but why this happens? Why people, let's say, have 12 hours or perhaps more if they don't go to the gym? I suppose they eat and they sleep, but there are even people who sleep little. So let's say they have 12, 14 hours. Where do these hours go? Basically, human population distributes them among checking their phone. This is on the top of the list. And actually, they can lose a lot of time with these, not only checking their WhatsApp messages, Facebook status, but also checking stupid YouTube videos and so on and so on, as you know better than me, perhaps. So then talking to relatives and friends, this is taken to a next level for girls. Girls are specialists in talking the whole day with people. I don't know what they talk about, but they are always talking. So, and among friends, like girlfriends, they talk the whole fucking day. So, and other things like mundane things like washing clothes, dirty dishes, even look yourself in the mirror, like see where you have these black spots, how you are getting old, or how beautiful you are, how you have to remove some hair from your eyebrows. I don't know. Watching TV like Netflix and so on and so on and so on. And when all these activities finish, it seems like you never had the time in the first place. But no, as you know, the time was always there, and it's true for you, for me, and for anyone else. Especially this anyone else can be people who are successful, people who create, who produce, who are entrepreneurs, whatever. But it always seems that there are people who are much more productive than others, so they know how to use their time. And talking about successful people, in this case, the opposite, and to turn things worse, I would say that 90% of the Western society of the like the people, they fill their most precious time with an unfulfilling job. Put on the top of it commuting to the job. And that already occupies between 8 and 10 hours in average. So, in case they also go to the gym or have any other activities such as dancing or guitar classes or whatever, they are indeed left with nothing because 8 hours to sleep, 2 hours to eat, 2 hours to the gym, 14 hours, and then let's say there are 10 hours around their job, 24 hours, bing, 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 bingo. The day is literally gone. So, before I talk about the time solutions I want to give you for you to find more time, even if the time is the same, so just it's a question of saying how you can be more effective with your time. Think first whether you really like what you are doing, and this includes for most of the people having a job, because otherwise you will be simply dragging yourself down. And I can even say that you will be literally dying slowly. Because if you don't like what you do, this can sound like a bit cliche or something, but if you don't like what you do and you do it 10 hours per day, 5 days per week, of course, there are people who even work on the weekends, but you are simply left with no time. So, think well whether you really like this job or the occupation you have, because otherwise, I don't know, it's time to change. But okay, let's now think that imagine that you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, or that you want to be one. You want to become an entrepreneur, a business owner. You have to have your own thing, which I believe is the path not everyone should follow, but like guys like you and me should follow, because working for someone else and being a cubicle rat the whole day, it's not life for anyone. But okay. So, but let's say you are always struggling to be productive. So, of these 12 hours, which I've talked about, or even 14, in case you don't go to the gym, which I hope you go and you do, but in case you don't go, you have 14 hours. But it always seems that the time flies and you have nothing left. So, basically, my friend, it's time to dig deep and to go micro, like to find what are the real causes and what can you do to have that time offered to you, and to have more time to do the things you really need to do, not the things you want to do. Sometimes you just want to relax, to go to the beach, to go out with your friends, but the things you need to do, and it's a different thing. Okay, first and perhaps I wouldn't say the most important one, but the one which influences more, and for me, this is the biggest problem people face nowadays, which is their phone. Like being glued to their phone, being with their phone all the time. You already know my style, my articles, how I honestly believe that smartphones are a cancer. They can be helpful, of course. I'm not so extreme in this case, but they are a cancer in today's societies. And you really start, or you really should think like putting your fucking phone away. That's the only way to do something, because you know better than me. When you have a phone, you are always getting distracted. You are distracted by conversations, by these WhatsApp groups, by Facebook status, by WhatsApp videos. You start seeing one, the next, the next, the next. And when you look at yourself, you have lost 1 hour, 2 hours just out of nowhere, just from nothing. So, and people are so attached to their phone that sometimes they, let's say you want to do something, you want to be productive, you want to work, you go to work, you start on your computer, you sit down, you write a couple of lines, you do something in your website, you send some emails to customers, whatever, and then you have the phone next to you, and then it rings, and then it pops up something, and then the light comes because someone is writing you, and so on and so on and so on. You see, the distraction is so endless that you always be distracted on this device, and you will not focus anything. I already have the habit. Fortunately, it is difficult, but to leave my phone always out of the room. Only when I do some pauses, some breaks. When I'm eating, for instance, I check my phone, or let's say I'm doing something, and I don't have the phone next to me. I put it on my living room. I leave it there. I leave it without sound, which is very important as well. And guess what? The world will still continue. The world will still live. And this fear of missing out will mean nothing because people are too goddamn busy with their own lives that they don't care about you. So stop thinking that you are the center of the universe and that everyone will call you. It can be important. I know this excuse that people say, oh, it can be important. Someone can be dying. Yeah, right. So how many times did you face this? I mean, I'm 33 years old. I have never faced a situation in which a person was calling me that was like literally with the his or her life in risk. I mean, never, never. So, and if you have an emergency, I suppose people call the 911 first, then yourself. Unless it's like your jealous girlfriend and she may be do a scene or something, but the situation is not so serious as you may think in the first place. So leave your phone away when you are doing something. And I mean, leave it without sound, charging in the living room, and don't get into the temptation of checking your phone every 5 minutes. No. Say, leave it there and you check it after 1 hour or two when you're going to eat. Okay? Second point, which will make you gain plenty of time, is basically to combine or wrap up activities. For instance, let's say you go to the gym. You go to the gym in the morning. And you set a meet with a friend in the late afternoon. So basically, you already have two times to do two different things. And let's say you want to go to the gym in the morning, then you want to work in the afternoon, and you already know that you have an appointment in the afternoon. So basically, you are filling your head with clutter, with unnecessary stress. Because let's face it, if you start working, let's say at 2 after lunch, you'll never be 100% concentrated because you know that you will need to do something later. You have an appointment. Besides, you are also being ineffective because you are basically doing the same thing twice. So you are arriving at home and leaving your home twice. Not to talk about the time you lose in transportation, you can get traffic jam, whatever. So, as a rule of thumb, put everything together, pack everything together. So let's say you leave the gym. And especially if it is a person, a friend whom you have some confidence with, which I believe you have because it's a friend, just set a lunch next to to your gym. Or let's say you are in the city center, your gym is in the city center, just set a lunch nearby and in a place close to it. So basically, you will leave the gym, you can even walk, which is also a healthier choice, to meet your friend. And then you will even get more time and save more time because you are also having lunch. So it's another activity which you would do anyway. So you are adding, doing three things at a time. So three things together instead of just going to the gym, then going back home, then preparing your lunch. I know this can be more expensive. I'm not telling that you need to go to eat out every day. Actually, I do this very rarely. But when you are meeting someone, you know that you would already be wasting some money, like staying in a coffee shop or something like this. So at least spend some more money and have your lunch already. And you are talking to your friend, you are having some fun, you are not get distracted afterwards, and you have the whole afternoon without any excuse to work on yourself, to be productive and to get the job done. Basically, it's what you need the time for, right? Okay, so moving forward, point number three. I would say that you have to force yourself to do any productive activity for at least 1 hour. Obviously, more than 1 hour can be counterproductive, but for 1 hour at least, and this relates to the first point, which is put your phone away. So leave your phone in the living room, leave your email, leave your Facebook, leave your X videos, your porn tube, whatever you want to distract yourself with, and just tell yourself, okay, now it's 1700, I will be focused on my job until 1800, and give yourself no other excuse. I know how tempting it is to check your Facebook, your email. Well, right now there's the World Cup starting, so I know how tempting it is for a guy, especially if you are European, to check, to watch football and to see this World Cup match, which is being broadcast, even if it's something interesting like Nigeria against Iceland, a match which you would never watch in another situation. So basically, set to yourself this time frame. You'll work for 1 hour. And be stronger than just being distracted. Because let's say you are working for 20 minutes. You are writing, you are having some ideas, or you are working on your website, whatever. And then suddenly you see, okay, maybe I'll check the Facebook just for 1 minute or two, and then I go back to my work. The moment you do this is the moment you lose your concentration. And you let this momentum fade away. You know how difficult sometimes it is, especially if you want to be productive, to create something, how difficult it is to gain this momentum. You do this, just this fucking minute, which you think, it's just a minute. No, it will become 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So you have two times more work to start everything all over again. And sometimes you may not reach the same quality work you were doing before, or perhaps you will be busy, you will be lazy, and then it will cost you much more work to be back on track. So just say, okay, 1 hour, even if you are looking to your computer screen, let's say you are looking, it's so goddamn boring that you are already for 15 minutes looking at your computer screen. Doesn't matter. You will avoid to check Facebook, to check email, to check other distractions, nothing. It's just you and the computer. Okay, I'm just pretending you have an activity like this. Let's say you are a construction worker or whatever, you'll do some other thing. But I'm just saying, if you work with your computer, which is what most of the people work with these days, so it's just you, the keyboard, and the computer screen. Nothing else. And just the tab, one or two tabs open, just to check important things for your job and your web page. Something like this. Do not open any other thing. Okay, moving to point number four. It's already related with point number two, but it's take advantage of food moments. So anytime you eat, take advantage of those moments to watch your leisure. And this can be your beloved Facebook or even this soccer match. That's a thing I will plan to do, for instance, during this World Cup, which is to watch some matches, or at least one half of the match, while I'm eating. Because you are basically putting everything together. You are not eating and then go watch the match. You are eating and doing something that you like. And you can even use this to talk to your friends. I know it may not be the most polite thing, like to have a phone call while you are eating, but I suppose a friend is someone you have confidence with, right? Someone who knows you already very well. So if you excuse yourself and tell him or her that you'll be eating during the conversation because you really need to, or because you are very hungry, whatever, I can guarantee you this. In 99% of the cases, they won't mind. They won't mind. I've already done this, and sometimes it's not, I didn't do it on purpose. I was very hungry or busy or on a rush to do something. And well, they said, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And we kept talking. Of course, you are chewing or you are eating once in a while, but that's fine. That's fine because they are friends. So just use these food moments to check your phone, check your Facebook, to talk to your friends, whatever. But then go back to your work. Like, leave these food moments, associate these food moments with leisure. And of course, you should always concentrate on your food, because it can be a problem to like to eat in a rush or to do any other things to your body just while you are eating. But in any case, just use them to talk to your friends and the things I have referred. And finally, perhaps the most important point of the five, basically, you have to prioritize things. Not only prioritize, but skip some things and even refuse to take part in others. I mean, the priority order should be obvious, but should be something like this. First, you need to put on the top the activities which will put you closer to your main goals or objectives. It can be something from writing a page of your book, designing your web page, calling a potential important customer, doing some advertising for your website, some affiliate marketing to your blog, whatever. But it's something you know which will either create revenue or which will get you a bigger audience for your blog, which will get you more customers. I don't know. It's something that you know that I know that will put us close to there. This is your priority. This should always be on the top of the list. So things, first things first. These are the first things. Then, I know that there are other stupid things like washing your dishes, ironing your clothes, go to the supermarket. And let's say these are small activities, which summed up, they can take about 1, 2, 3 hours of your precious time, I would say. So first, think about whether you cannot really do this on the day after, or pack everything during the weekend. Maybe you still have some food left. I mean, regarding the clothes, you can iron them perhaps 2 days afterwards. I don't believe you are always with only one shirt ironed or something. So just think that you can do it later when all of your important things are done, at least for that day. And then, finally, it comes the most difficult part, which is to avoid seeing or watching your favorite TV shows, your favorite football match, or even to refuse invitations and gatherings with people, with friends. I mean, this is not easy. I know it's not easy. I know it's a little bit counterintuitive for your body, for your mind. But most of the times, or all the times, is the only solution to gain this precious time which you are missing. So I know, let's say it's Friday night and your friends are calling you. Let's meet all together. Let's have a great night. One of these old school nights, starting with a nice dinner and all together getting wasted, checking some girls, approaching some girls, making out with some girls, whatever. My friend, you need to be the boring guy and tell them that you are busy. I know how difficult it is. They will say, "Hey, it's always the same with you. What the hell are you doing?" They will not understand, most likely, what you are doing. But you just need to be this guy. You need to be the boring guy and do it like clearly and on purpose. Don't be afraid of telling them, "I don't know, maybe I'll..." No. Tell, "Sorry, guys, I cannot do it tonight." Or at least, let's say in the limits, work until 12 in the evening. And if you are done with your daily work, all the tasks you had in the first place are finished, then you can meet them. But the bottom line is that you need to refuse it. You need to say no, and you need to be strong with this. I know sometimes The most difficult situations of life are with relatives and friends, and this is one of them. But you need to be the guy who says no. Because in the end, trust me, all together, like summing all these points together, to find time, to find this precious time, it will never be pleasant nor easy. Okay? It's not something you say, no worries. Today I'll find some time, tomorrow as well. No, it will never be pleasant. You need to do some sacrifices, and it will never be easy. But I guarantee you this, like everything in life, in case you want to achieve these goals, these things that you are still seeing as a mirage, these things which are far away, if you want to achieve these goals that only you believe in, then you need to do these sacrifices. And most of the times you have to say no to someone you like. But I can tell you also this, only those who do this, who have this mindset, will achieve greatness. And greatness is this rare destination which very few of us reach. So think about it, think that the sacrifices will be something negative in the short run, but in the long term will put you where you want to be, and maybe then you'll have the time that's nobody has nowadays. Okay, guys. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hope it will be useful for your life. And talk to you next time. See you then. Bye-bye.